And today is World Parkinson's Day. In Ireland, it's being marked by the publication of the first ever audit of Parkinson's disease care here. Professor Susanna Timmins, consultant geriatrician from the Centre for Gerontology and Rehabilitation at UCC, is on the line to tell us more. And good morning to you, Professor Timmins.
Good morning, Anya.
Let's start. I know it's, you know, a huge, it's a disease that covers a huge range of symptoms. But what is Parkinson's? How does it affect people? And how many people in Ireland are affected?
So about 15,000 people currently are living with Parkinson's in Ireland, and it's due to a build-up of a normal brain protein called alpha-synuclein, which in some people begins to build up abnormally in certain areas of the brain, particularly the stalk of the brain, and those areas control your movements. So people start to notice that their movements get slower and stiffer, they may get tremor, their walking may get slower and more shuffling.
And what does the audit of services show about how people are, first of all, diagnosed and then treated here?
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing to say is for 15,000 people, there's only 14 Parkinson's clinics in Ireland. And therefore, we were not surprised in the audit that there were quite a lot of delays, first of all, in being seen. So less than a third of people were seen within 6 months of being referred, and then in being followed up. So unfortunately, a third of the sample were only being seen every one year or more.
And what difference does that make? Because you run a specialist clinic, don't you? So what difference can a specialist clinic make compared to those kinds of delays you're talking about?
So I suppose the actual recognised international standard of care is that everyone with Parkinson's should be diagnosed and attending a specialised clinic. But at the moment, we just don't have the resources for that. So we had separately done a survey with 1,400 people living with Parkinson's, and 60% of them had to be diagnosed privately. So they had to pay to get their diagnosis because they were told they might be waiting 1 to 2 years for a diagnosis in the public system. And so some of them paid privately, but then they also told us some of them couldn't afford that. So we had a very inequitable system that people who could afford to pay could pay, and they could be seen as often as they were willing to pay for. And then other people were tied to a public service that really wasn't meeting their needs.
And is there a postcode lottery element here too?
Absolutely. So half of the Parkinson's clinics are in Dublin. We have none at all in the Midlands. We've none in the North East. We have one in the North West. And also the people in the Dublin Parkinson's clinics, almost all of those have a Parkinson's nurse attached to them, whereas they're very rare anywhere outside of Dublin.
That's hard to live with, isn't it? It seems so unfair.
It is very unfair, and I run a Parkinson's clinic in Cork, and you know the people of Cork have the exact same disease as people anywhere else. So there's two clinics in Cork, and currently neither of us have a specialist nurse. So I had a specialist nurse, and when she left to go to another job, she couldn't be replaced. So we know in Ireland we need about 35.
Is that because of the recruitment ban? Sorry to cut across.
Exactly, because of the moratorium. Yeah. So we know we need about 35 Parkinson's nurses in Ireland. We had 6 before, and now we have moved up to 12, which is definitely a step in the right direction, but it's still not enough for our needs.
So you're being directly impacted by the recruitment ban there, even though there are way more people working in the health service than were before. The prospects of getting them and the difference they can make to patients, because, you know, people know about going to see the consultant, but in terms of day-to-day care, why are those nurse specialists so important?
So I suppose the consultant, like myself, runs a clinic once a week, maybe sometimes once a fortnight. The nurse is there every day in between. She's the person that the patient has the phone number of. She's the person they ring if, you know, they're not sure about their medications. She's often in a position to go out and visit them at home if they're not well enough to come to clinic. Because remember, we're talking about people with a progressive condition where over time, the whole fact of coming to clinic makes them struggle. And indeed, that's another thing we know, people with Parkinson's. Some people are travelling up to 300 kilometres to go to a clinic, staying overnight in a hotel, huge out-of-pocket expenses. But we know the clinics with Parkinson's disease nurses, that they are more likely to actually do well in the audit. Mm-hmm. They're more likely to refer people appropriately to physiotherapists and speech and language therapists, just because they have time. So consultants are doing a lot of other things. And we do a clinic, as I said, maybe once a week, whereas the nurse is there every single day to do that follow-up phone call with the person, to give them the time. You know, someone who's first been diagnosed and has, you know, a lot of emotional response to that, they have time.
Yes, and it's also important, isn't it, because this disease, the way it progresses, the symptoms that manifest, they can be so very different from person to person.
Absolutely. So I suppose I've talked earlier about, you know, that shuffling gait and movement problems. But actually what people with Parkinson's tell us, it's the non-motor symptoms even more affect their quality of life. So, you know, it affects your gut, you get constipated, you get slow swallowing, people's voice becomes low, people suffer with depression, people can have hallucinations. So it affects you in a lot of ways, and socially as well. A lot of people feel very socially isolated from their Parkinson's. So again, at a clinic, we know that doctors tend to focus on the physical symptoms, where again, the value of a nurse and the whole range of the multidisciplinary team is we can tackle all of those other symptoms like depression, like anxiety, that are so important for a person's quality of life.
And the value of this audit, presumably it's going to add to the arguments that will be made for more specialist nurses, more funding that will be made, what, in terms of this year's budget?
Absolutely. So I suppose just to say that this was a whole project which was funded by actually a donation from a person who specifically, Patrick Quinn, donated to the Health Research Board specifically to try to get more research on Parkinson's in Ireland. And so the whole project looked at the gaps in service, the user experience, and then this audit was part of it. So the audit, I suppose, is looking at the very small number of specialist clinics, trying to get us to improve our practice. And we had a lot of findings where we saw we could do things a little bit better ourselves, and we're all individually at our clinics going to work on that. We hope this is the first of just many audits, but the overall project was done specifically to inform the health service to say, look, this is where your gaps are, and for the Department of Health, this is where you need to put in resources. And, you know, that's out of our control as researchers, but of course we'd be hoping in every budget for the health service that there would be recognition of the needs of people with Parkinson's.
And thank you for talking to us so clearly and comprehensively about it on World Parkinson's Day. That's Professor Suzanne Timmins, Consultant Geriatrician with the Centre for Gerontology and Rehabilitation at UCC.